life is this intimacy moment. Intimacy manifesting is your life. Dharma manifesting is your life. Often, life is squeezed into thoughts and feelings, into words and sentences. We may not notice that we are living out habits of thoughts, feelings, words, and sentences. These habits may be the lenses through which we perceive and understand forms, beliefs, and emotion thought. They may be the mental, physical tendencies which direct our actions. Rules and limits of language can be traps if they become our rules for living and our limits of living, leading to habitual reactions, leading to self-centeredness, to greed and anger, leading to suffering, harming, rather than responding as this moment's circumstances, rather than being this moment. All languages have rules with particular tendencies, yet attaching to any of these rules can blind us to this moment Dharma life. And it is difficult for us to notice these blinding attachments because they seem natural, seem to be who we are. We assume that this is who we are and what life is. You are not a noun. This is being Zazen. You are not a process. This is being Zazen. You are noun. This is Zazen. You are process. This is Zazen. You are both process and noun. Neither process nor noun. This is Zazen. Now you are subject with no object. This is Zazen. Now you are object with no subject. This is Zazen. Now you are subject, verb, object, not two. This is Zazen. Things working, Zazen. Things not working, Zazen. Forgetting others, Zazen. Forgetting self, Zazen. Forgetting myriad things, Zazen. This very life, your very life, ongoing change, Buddha nature, Zazen. Abiding, neither coming nor going, Zazen. Thus come, Zazen. Thus gone, Zazen. This Zazen you must manifest. This original face you must manifest. This is Zazen. Daily life, ongoing practice. Just this moment. Thank you.